Our special guests today are value managers Peter Mantis and Matthew Castell of Locos LP. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, Steven, doing well. This is Matt here.
Hey, Steve, it's Peter. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for taking the time. Before we look at some specific stock ideas, Peter, could you tell our listeners about Locos LP and explain the underlying goals and strategy of the firm?
Good thing, Steve. Locos LP at its very heart is a private investment partnership, and we take an interdisciplinary approach to value investing. We generate exceptional risk-adjusted returns with a levered long global equity strategy, and this allows us to help investors achieve their wealth goals. We also have a weekly update newsletter that we provide that users can subscribe to on our website to really gain insight into more market knowledge and some picks that we may have.
Now, Matthew, as head of strategy at Locos LP, could you explain some of the fundamental criteria that you consider most important and how you use these measures to determine a stock's value?
Absolutely. So, Steve, we sort of, you know, I guess on a basic level, we try and do two things. So we own good businesses for the long term. So here we're looking at the quality of the business. So things like the nature of the industry in which the business operates, the impressiveness of the management team, the board of directors, the corporate culture. So here we're looking for businesses that possess something that we like to term superior economics and thus expanding value. And then secondly, we of course like to own more of the good businesses that are priced below their intrinsic value and less of those that are priced at a premium. So here in our analysis, we're not really trying to determine what price a business's shares should trade, but rather the fundamental value of the business, which comes from all of its future profits and dividends.
So to better explain your strategy to our listeners, let's walk through a couple of specific recommendations that will help highlight your approach. And interestingly, you both recently issued recommendations in the auto parts sector. Could one of you highlight some of the general trends that you see in the industry and what makes it attractive from your value outlook?
Sure, no problem. So, I mean, you mentioned the value outlook, and of course we like to look on a micro level. I mean, we always have trouble with people saying, oh, the stock market's overvalued or something, making these generalizations. We sort of like to look deeply at particular industries, particular businesses that we think offer opportunities. So when it comes to the auto parts sector, what we've sort of noticed are kind of three trends. The first is that the average age of vehicles is really continuing to climb, at least for now, and that's sort of making the auto parts sector a little bit more conducive to growth. Secondly, we see OEM globalization is quickly becoming the new norm. So parts are coming from all over the world, and we think that and they're being sourced from all over the world, and therefore that offers these businesses supply chain advantages to go global. And then third, we're looking at OEM technology advances are continuing to provide the automotive aftermarket industry with challenges. So here we're looking at the lack of a level playing field along the aftermarket value chain, but also opportunity. And so we see that with the advent of hybrid vehicles and also the growth of, in time, autonomous vehicles.
So, Peter, you've recently issued a bullish report on Munroe Muffler with the symbol MNRO. Can you tell us about the company and its prospects?
Sure. So Munroe Muffler is based in, I believe, Rochester, New York. It's a leading provider of automotive repair tires and other parts services. Has been growing steadily during this turbulent time. The real story is twofold. They have very strong operating metrics that I've seen in many auto that I have not been able to see in many auto parts sectors. So they have 32% return on capital. They've increased their retained earnings for the last five quarters by $50 million. They also made a recent acquisition, which also had created a bump in their revenue for 2015. But the key growth factor for this company, despite their growth in the tire segment and their repair segment in the mid to single digits, will be consolidation in the independent dealer space. And that's really where the growth is going to come from for Munroe Muffler.
Now, Matthew, you've been researching a small cap firm in the auto parts space, Dorman Products, with the symbol DORM. What's the attraction here?
So lately, we've been seeing kind of, we've been having a little bit more difficulty than usual finding value in the large cap space, even the mid cap space. So what we've been sort of doing is casting our net on more small cap quality names, looking for growth in this sort of more difficult market. So this is sort of looking at businesses under the $2 billion market cap. So what I sort of found here, what sort of caught my eye right off the hop was the fact that the founding family of Dorman Products actually owns 24% of the company, which I think is a really good indicator that, you know, this is a business that sort of demands a closer look. And so this is a supplier of replacement parts and fasteners for light trucks, heavy-duty trucks, passenger cars in the automotive aftermarket. And so we see it as an excellent business whose product portfolio focuses on niche offerings as the dominant aftermarket supplier of formerly dealer-only parts. So typically, we like finding businesses that focus on a particular niche, so that definitely caught our eye there. Also, it has incredibly strong operating metrics. So we're looking at a five-year net income CAGR of around 14%. Net sales have been growing at a five-year CAGR of about 13%, and that's all organic growth. Gross margins, operating margins have remained steady at around 38% and 20% respectively. And in terms of valuation, we thought that it was attractive. I think it's trading at around a 20 PE versus an industry 12, which seems high on its face. But based on a proprietary earnings-based discounted cash flow model, we're looking at a fair value here of around close to $70. And so in the future, we also expect the company to continue to expand market share. So it's an opportunity that we believe will definitely offer value over the long term.
Again, our guests are Peter Mantis and Matthew Castell of Logos LP. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks a lot.